So have India's deaths, COVID deaths, been underreported? Now, there is a new report on the real number of COVID deaths, which has been co-authored by this government's former chief economic advisor, also among others, estimating that several millions have died. Let's quickly get you through the details of what this report says. First of all, this is a report by the Center and Global Development, which says that there are three new estimates of India's all-cause excess mortality during the COVID-19 pandemic. So there is Mr. Arvind Subramanian, Justin Sandefur, as well as Abhishek Anand. These are the three authors. The report says the true deaths, they make this India's worst tragedy. They've also said, this report, in fact, has been published by the US-based Center for Global Development, which focuses on economic research. There are some details. It says UP's second wave appears implausibly low. Center should release all data on sero surveys as well as deaths. Let me now quickly go across to our guest, Dr. Chandrakant Laheria, epidemiologist and public health expert, Dr. Shashank Joshi, member of the COVID-19 task force in Maharashtra, and Dr. Sumit Ray, head of Department Critical Care Medicine, Holy Family Hospital. Thank you very much to the three of you. We'll begin with you, Dr. Laheria. Details of this report seem to suggest, and these are some estimates. One of the estimates says that the actual death count could be as high as 4.9 million. That means close to 50 lakh people could have been dead.
Yes, so this report has three estimates based upon three different data sources, and one of those goes up to 4.9 million deaths. However, we need to remember that the deaths and each of the estimates comes with a confidence interval, and some of the estimates, the confidence interval are really wide. However, I completely agree with some of the conclusions or take-home messages which this report say. That one, they say that definitely the number of deaths in India would be far higher than the officially reported deaths in the country, which is at 400,000. They are saying that the only point we need to know that how many fold higher, but there is no point that every country across the world has more number of deaths. Here we need to remember that even World Health Organization in its World Health Statistics 2021 said that across the world, in every country, number of deaths are likely to be far higher than the officially reported deaths. So that's a given. The only point we need to explore that what is the excess mortality. That's one. Second point, which they argue and say that each of the country try to improve the death statistic. They should collect additional data and they should explore that what could be the real number of dead in that country, and that will be really crucial. Here, I also want to flag that this is not the only or the first report which has said this one. Number of experts and journalists and statisticians had looked at this, and each one has come up with the excess mortality within country, which would range at least 4 to 5-fold higher to, as this report says, around 12-fold higher.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the alarming bit, Dr. Joshi, don't you think? Because, you know, I can understand some correction that some data will not be recorded, and now we have another tragedy, unfortunately, that within 3 months, the government now says we don't have data to suggest that there were any deaths due to lack of oxygen. But, you know, 4.14 lakh is the official death figure in this country, whereas the three estimates mentioned in this report are 34 lakh, 40 lakh and 49 lakh. Such a huge margin.
So, Sakyanji, I think excess mortality will be seen across the world, and India is no exception. But I think this current report has major flaws, and these flaws are very categorical and clear-cut. The first thing is that, you know, we need to understand that way back in 2011, you know, we were using the CRS method of survey, and in that we were reporting around 66%. That improved to around 75% by 2015. By 2019, 92% of the deaths are registered. Now, remember, there's a difference between actual registration of deaths and actual deaths, which is an estimate done by the SRS survey. So we have very complex mechanisms of computing death and guess estimates of that. Mm-hmm. So it is very difficult now in 2020 and 2021. And even now, you know that many states are still reconciling that data because people have been so overwhelmed in the current pandemic that we will only get true estimates of death data in times to come. But I think in the last 6-7 years in digital India, we have almost 92% of CRS report arch. SRS data will be a little variant from that. In fact, that showed actually, ironically, a little lesser value if you compare 2015 to 2018 or 2019. So this is a very complex equation. And all I can say is what Dr. Lahiria said, that this is something for us to be insightful, that we need better data infrastructure. Yeah. Remember, this CRS has three flaws. Number one, it is on the registration of the death. Sometimes it is more reported in urban places where the death occurs, not in the rural India. In rural India, the deaths don't get reported very actively. Hmm. Second challenge is we have to report a death in the first 21 days. That also gets reported sometimes even after 6 months and 1 year. Hmm. And the third challenge is that a lot of people, you know, the place of work is different. Women deaths are not reported in rural India. So we have a lot of flaws. But despite of the flaws, excess mortality could be there. We cannot deny that. But I think this report itself has its own
limitations.
Should not
be taken at face value.
Mentioned in the paper.
I think that's an important point. Dr. Ray, then what should be taken at face value? Because right now, many estimates say that the government's estimate is it cannot be believed. It's not believable. Then you also have people greeting this report with skepticism. So how important it is the next time there is a wave for us to have correct data on the number of deaths? You forget the classification, like how many died due to lack of oxygen or because of COVID. I'm just talking about recording deaths.
Right. Of course, it's very, very important to record the deaths and the reasons for the deaths. Only then can we be prepared for the next surge and prepare in multiple ways for the next surge. Having said that, and also taking into consideration the problems about this study raised by Dr. Joshi, there are a few things which are indicative also that the mortality is significantly higher, probably going by just the sero survey that has been recently been done. Based on that sero survey, nearly 67% people have are sero positive, and in that study, about 12 to 13% had vaccination. So non-vaccination infections in the country were close to probably is probably close to 800 million people getting infected. And if we go by the infection fatality rate of other countries, advanced countries, which is 0.65, if we even half that, you know, because of our demographics, et cetera, that we have a younger population, still it arrives at a number like 2 million deaths. I know it's a guesstimation, but it also indicates that if we have had 800 million infections in this country, then the probability that the deaths would be close to the at least the lower end of the estimate by this study is not a far-fetched idea.
Okay. Thank you very much to the three of you for your insight. Obviously, there is reasonable amount of doubt being raised as far as this report is concerned. However, there is a general acceptability of the fact that, yes, deaths are underreported and death figures have to be reconciled.